Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-590-6170 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-590-6170 to take your call now. Call 800-590-6170. That's 800-590-6170. Again, 800-590-6170.
Cupid's Lingerie knows how to warm up these cold winter nights. Stop in at one of our six Central Arkansas locations and pick out something that will make his or her heart melt. Ladies, get cozy by the fire in something slinky, like one of our shimmering baby dolls. Snuggle up to her while in a pair of our flattering underwear for men. Heat up the night with our novelty items or body oils. There's something at Cupid's for everyone. Shop online at shopcupids.com. Like us on Facebook, Cupid's Lingerie. When it's cold, we're hot.
You are back in the zone, live from the Fury Electric Studios, on the Buzz Radio Network, and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Well, it's a great feeling. I mean, it is hard to describe, to be honest with you. When Coach Bielema called me and officially offered me the job, my wife and I were playing an impromptu game of charades in the background, you know, and I was giving her the hand signals and the thumbs up. Apparently, thumbs up is the universal signal for I got the job, you know, because I think she thought it meant start jumping up and down, but
great.
You know, so it was a great experience for us.
Barry Lunny Jr., new tight ends coach at Arkansas. We'll play another clip or two from him before the end of the show, provided we have the time. The entire interview is now posted in our audio gallery. He appeared on the show with no name this morning, and it was an excellent interview. Very likable guy. I think he's going to be a great asset to the coaching staff, and certainly good to have a home state guy on that staff. And they even asked him about that specifically, so look forward to listening to the rest of that if you didn't, and we'll try to get you another clip or two going forward. 5 days in a row at Oaklawn, and it all starts today. Jeff Money Taylor joining us in the zone on the Revolution Hotline. Money, let's hope that week number two is a little better in the weather department, and all signs are pointing that direction.
Yeah, it looks super good here, Justin, and sun is out is always a big help, and that's going to help this track situation. I know it was a concern over the weekend, the slow times last Friday, and obviously the washouts on Saturday and Sunday's programs, but everything looks like it's been rectified. They were out in mass this morning, I can tell you, training over the racing surface, and wow. Anyone that is concerned, I think, about it, their fears will be laid to rest really early in the car today. Good betting program here on this Thursday. The first of, as you say, five consecutive days leading through the Martin Luther King Monday holiday program that we'll have here. Of course, that featured the Smarty Jones. We've got a couple of stakes races, including the postponed Dixie Bell. That's on Sunday. And Saturday's at stakes action, also looking up. They're going to be drawing those cards here very, very shortly this morning. So, yeah, just a lot going on. And it's a belated opening, if you will. We had a soft opening on Friday, but we're ready to roll now.
No doubt about it. Well, let's get into it today on what is a bright, shiny, beautiful day outside.
And Justin, I don't know if it's the pent-up demand or whatever, but looking the card over, it is a fantastic betting program. It really is for a Thursday especially. We've got some very competitive races. We start the week off with a maiden claimer going a mile on the 16th, and I might be giving a winner away here to some of my contemporaries in the handicapping department. Most everybody's going for the two-horse Desire to Change in this afternoon's opener. I think that horse just looks a little bit too good. She's had a tendency to run second. She ran second at below odds on last time out of the race that she should have won at the fairgrounds, I felt like. Three out of her seven starts have resulted in runner-up performances. That's a very disturbing trait to have as a maiden. I'm going to go to the other logical play in there, number six, Someday Maybe. Dropped out of a maiden special affair from December up around Remington Park. I think this is a much easier spot for Someday Maybe. More importantly, she has been training very well over this racing surface, and I think that's key. We saw that to a limited degree last Friday. Horses that have trained well in the mornings have run well, and I think six horse Someday Maybe fits that profile quite nicely. Won't be a boon as far as price goes, maybe 3-1, but won't be the odds on that the two-horse who I think is suspect in the opener. Number six, someday maybe to get this big week started. Second half of the early double, I like number seven, Snow Down. Fair price here at 6-1 with Alex Centron in the stable. This was a very solid $15,000 mare here last year. She's in for the $7,500 today. I think she's a hidden horse here at 6-1, and hopefully we'll get a nice double home. Those numbers, 6 and 7 in the early double. We go to the featured eighth race on the program, a stakes caliber group here of sprinters. You'll be seeing these, I think, a little later in the season. Probably the King Cotton Stake comes to mind here in a couple of weeks. I like number one, Shrill, to take advantage of a very hot pace scenario in today's feature. Shrill has been training down at the fairground, likes to make one run, and most everybody in here today, I think, is going to be battling for the early advantage. So I look for number one, Shrill, to pick up all the pieces down the lane, and he's another one in that 5-6-1 range. Our long shot comes in the final today. It's in the ninth. It's a maiden special affair. The looks of the race kind of has that feeling that you're going to see a lot of these horses come back and do well later on in the meeting. This is, I think, going to be a key maiden race. Anybody can win this, I think, from top to bottom. I like number eight, Best Gift Ever, to at least give a good account of herself. I think she's at 15-1 in the morning line, ridden by Rosie Homeister, who we had on race day last Saturday. She's an articulate young lady, and she can horseback, folks, no doubt about it. Another one that's been training very well over this new surface at Oaklawn, and I think number eight, Best Gift Ever, in today's ninth. The Buzz Long Shot is a very, very live one indeed.
Yeah, we've talked about Calvin Burrell and him nearing 5,000, which he'll get in his, hopefully, his first day he's able to run after recovering from that injury. But when you look at Rosie and her record, I mean, she's well over 2,500 wins, which is not an insignificant number when you look at the, you know, and she's had a long career, certainly, but, you know, grew up in horse racing, and I'm sure we'll see more features on her as the season goes on. But, you know, the fact that she's a female jockey is somewhat unique. The fact that she's been as successful as she's been is even more unique. So really a great talent, and as you said, very well spoken. Enjoyed having her on last week.
Yeah, she's a great diplomat for the sport. She really, really is.
Well, there you go. So 5 days. Look forward to tomorrow. We'll have Jeff back on, and, of course, Oaklawn race day on Saturday. So what races are we going to make up, if any, from the weekend that we lost?
The stakes race, of course, is coming back on Sunday, the Dixie Belle. We mentioned that briefly. Yep. A lot of these horses will have preference that were entered on Saturday's program, and they'll get preference as they enter back here. There's a chance we could maybe add a race or two a day earlier than usual, but yeah, everybody's going to enter back. A lot of full fields. I was looking through the entries for Saturday this morning, and patrons that are making plans to get here on Saturday, they will have plenty to choose from, which is a better. You always want to see these big fields, but there'll be 12 horses in almost every race Saturday. I do know that. Sunday probably will follow suit, so They'll see all they want to see, I think, coming here this weekend.
And, oh, by the way, we'll be on location tomorrow at Oaklawn, so we're looking forward to bringing the Zone on the road, hanging out with you in person tomorrow, Jeff.
Absolutely, guys. Can't wait.
All right, Money, have a great day, buddy. Thanks.
Take care. Jeff.